Welcome to The Finest with Amyas. In this podcast, you get the latest news and keep up to date with what's happening around the world. TikTok world, the next era of marketing. In recent years, we have seen trends and the culture has become alive as a result of the global TikTok community. For many around the world, it is an inspiration to see more than 1 billion people from around the world come to TikTok each month to have fun, get inspired, or experience something new. We recognize the creators, artists, SMEs, and brands that created real opportunities through the power of discovery and connection. Furthermore, TikTok has become a launching pad for the products and brands many communities across the world love and cherish. Brands are now an integral part of the TikTok experiment. As solutions are being built for marketers to create a more meaningful and valuable presence on the platform, we continue to look to our community to help shape how to build products, leading to great innovation. Only 4 years after TikTok's international launch, its influence is undeniable and spread further than people could have imagined. Even those unfamiliar with the app have perhaps felt its impact in the offline world. If you have visited a bookshop lately, you may well have seen a stack of books neatly arranged in a designated area, advertised with the slogan, "As seen on TikTok." TikTok has the incredible power to make everyday products cool, like food, books, skincare, and cleaning products. While the app might be best known as the home of funny comedy skits and viral dance routines, there is also a strong consumerist element on TikTok. Clothing hauls and in-depth product reviews receive millions of views and hundreds of likes regularly, with all this online interaction swiftly converting into real-world sales, helping many businesses throughout the world. According to a survey, most of the people felt that ads on TikTok were inspiring, as they found adverts on the platform to be enjoyable to watch. So, many users of TikTok reported that they purchased a product after seeing it reviewed, promoted, or advertised on the application. In this rapidly changing world of viral videos, views mean sales, and sales means success for businesses. Videos with the hashtag #TikTokMadeMeBuyIt now boast over 4.6 billion views and counting. For an app that is still in its infancy, it has completely turned the world of social media marketing upside down. It is about time that more businesses sat down and paid attention to the amazing power of TikTok. Facebook is building the most powerful AI computer in the world. Meta, which is Facebook's parent company, is creating the world's most powerful artificial intelligence-specific supercomputer. It will improve speech recognition tools, automatically translate across languages, and assist in developing a 3D virtual metaverse. Facebook claims that as and when this computer is complete, it will be the fastest in the world. Furthermore, supercomputers are nifty and powerful machines designed to perform complex calculations that a typical home computer cannot. It is important to note that Meta did not reveal the location or the cost of its construction. The way Meta is defining the power of its computer is different from how conventional and more technically powerful supercomputers are measured, because it relies on the performance of graphics processing chips, which is required in running deep learning algorithms. Meta has been working heavily on artificial intelligence since 2013, when it built the Facebook Artificial Intelligence Research Lab. It has previously developed computational technology for that purpose, but the RSC is the largest and most impressive to date. An artificial intelligence system is designed to detect various codes and act after analyzing large volumes of data. Meta claims that its supercomputer will be capable of processing text, graphics, and video in hundreds of different languages. The computing system, according to Meta, can process photos and videos 20 times faster than current systems. The system will be most likely used in running Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp services, which are all owned by Facebook, which itself is owned by Meta. Meta identifies and removes harmful content and misinformation using a combination of human moderators and artificial intelligence. Some critics argue that the firm isn't doing enough to filter out harmful content. During the training process, Meta's supercomputer will employ real-world instances from its systems, according to the company. The data used to train artificial intelligence models will go through a privacy assessment procedure, according to Meta, to guarantee that it is not linked to specific individuals. Before entering the training process, the data will also be encrypted, according to the statement, to give it an added layer of security. Everything you need to know about Forex trading. Forex is a worldwide market on which traders buy and sell currencies. It is a great way to make extra money, but it is critical to fully understand the risks before investing your hard-earned money. To get started in Forex trading, you don't need a lot of money. Some brokers will let you trade with as little as $100. However, it is crucial to note that trading has risks, and if you are not careful, you could potentially lose your money. The foreign exchange market is the world's most active market. The Forex market never sleeps and is always on the move. Investors around the world can trade 24 hours a day, 5 days a week, and as long as they wish. Forex is traded primarily via three venues: spot markets, forward markets, and future markets. The spot market is the largest of all three markets because it is the underlying asset on which forwards and future markets are based. Forex trading is like equity trading. The first step to Forex trading is to educate yourself about the market's operations and terminology. Next, you need to develop a trading strategy based on your finances and risk tolerance. Finally, you should open a brokerage account. Today, it is easier than ever to open and fund a Forex account online and begin trading currencies. The best way to embark on the journey of Forex is to learn its language and operations. Basic Forex trades are either a long trade or a short trade. In the long trade, the trader bids on the currency price, which might increase in the future, and then can profit from it. A short trade consists of a bet that the currency pair's price will decrease in the future. The focus should be on understanding the macroeconomics fundamentals that drive currency values. Experience with technical analysis is also handy, which may help new Forex traders become profitable. Forex trading can be a terrific way to supplement your income or turn it into a full-time career, but it is vital to remember that it is always risky. Make sure you do your homework before deciding on a broker and begin with small trades until you are familiar with the procedure. If you do wish to embark, good luck with your trading. YouTube is adding NFTs for creators. YouTube is looking at several ways to help creators take advantage of emerging technologies, such as adding non-fungible functionality, NFT, to its website. Adding new revenue streams for creators has always been one of YouTube's priorities, and NFT could be the next big thing on the platform. If the company adds NFT to its platform, this could have a significant effect on the NFT market, given that YouTube is the second most visited website on the planet after Google itself, which owns YouTube. The announcement was made by the company CEO, Susan Wojcicki, in an open letter. The letter explained the priorities YouTube will have in 2022, and one of the main points of the letter was to strengthen the links between creators and fans while adding new revenue sources for creators, such as NFTs. Wojcicki wrote in the letter, "We're always focused on expanding the YouTube ecosystem to help creators capitalize on emerging technologies, including things like NFTs, while continuing to strengthen and enhance the experiences creators and fans have on YouTube." While the company did not reveal many details around its NFT plans, it did say that its team had been following everything that's happened on Web3 as a source of inspiration to continue innovating on the platform. YouTube is also not the first media platform to be considered an NFT integration, with Meta currently working on Facebook and Instagram NFT integrations, while Twitter has already released an official verification mechanism for NFT profile pictures. Adding NFTs to the platform will have an enormous impact on the NFT marketplace as YouTube is so popular. Adopting NFT in YouTube content could help creators build much deeper community commitment, and brands could allow NFT owners to own a campaign. NFTs are a new way for creators to engage with their followers, while also providing them with a new revenue stream. Creators are already interacting with NFTs, and we want to make it easier and more enjoyable for them. Well, thank you very much for listening to this podcast. We hope that you enjoyed it, and please visit our YouTube channel, The Finest with Amyas, for more.